Broadcast Studios, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome into ABQ Connect. We're visiting today with Dr. K.P. Yohannan. He is the founder and director of Gospel for Asia. He's also the author of numerous books, including Revolution in World Missions. Dr. Yohannan, welcome to our show today.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim. Good to be with you.
Hey, I want to start by saying you're based in Wills Point, Texas, and Texas is really in kind of an unusual situation with their power grid. A lot of people are very, very cold, and it's a difficult time for Texans right now.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I was telling somebody today, the long years of my life in Texas since 1974, I never saw or experienced anything like this, you know, the electricity blackout. And now right here in Wills Point, which is an hour away from Dallas to the east, we have, I think, 2 feet of snow last few days. A lot of birds we found are dead because of the weather situation. But then, as you said, people from Houston, Dallas City, been talking to me, and I've been talking to them, tens of thousands of people in a horrible situation. The electricity goes out. You know, somebody was telling me they put water in the bathtub hoping they would have some water to drink, but then found out in a few hours that froze and became, all ice. And, I never saw anything like this. Thank God that, Christian communities, churches, and schools are all opening up places for people to come and find some refuge. And, I mean, it's a massive crisis.
Dr. Yohannan, you mentioned water. And I know that here in the United States, and I would say that most Texans right now, they know that they're going to have water, even though this is a precarious time. A lot of aid is coming. You've already mentioned the churches, and I saw a report this morning on Good Morning America where they were interviewing a furniture store owner that opens up his entire furniture and store and lets people come in and stay warm. So there's a lot of people reaching out. And I guess my point is that Texans have hope. But a lot of the ministry that you do with GFA World is in areas where people have not had hope because they don't have water and they have to walk miles and miles. Describe some of those situations for us.
Well, these are public information. It is now a known fact that more than 300,000 children die under the age of 5, simply because of not having clean water for them to drink. And I remember walking into one of the largest slums in South Asia, where 5 million people live in that community, no house, just basically shacks. And right in the middle of that, massive sewage, open drain runs, black, murky waters, and children playing in it, drinking from it. And one of the biggest crises for much of the world, it is the lack of clean drinking water. And, I'm amazed for all my life in the United States or in European countries, we drink water from bottled water that we buy and spend money. For Bangladesh or Nepal or many of these places, I know firsthand how some women, they themselves are skin and bones, poor, broken. They walk sometimes 5, 6, 10 kilometers to draw water from many times some polluted ponds, to take care of their family's needs. And this is where we realize one of the greatest crises is clean, lack of clean water for human survival. And we began to go into digging wells and creating water filter systems and all that in all these countries. The electricity thing, we realized that, okay, the electricity goes out, we are in big trouble in Texas and wherever else. But people don't know that many of these countries, like in Nepal, for example, last time when I was there, 14 hours every day of electricity cut. That means there's no electricity. And there's no heating or any of those things. So our suffering and difficulties here, Jim, is luxury for the people in many parts of the world. And, it's an amazing thing when you realize how little it takes for us to take care of millions of people who are dying without drinking water, and which is one of the significant things to do when you read John's Gospel chapter 4, where Jesus, talks about living water and actually, taking the love of God to people. One of the best means is trying to find ways to bring them clean water.
Dr. Yohanan, I'm skipping down my list a little bit of questions because as you're talking, I'm thinking about Gospel for Asia has been in South Asia for many, many years. And you literally have thousands, hundreds of thousands of missionaries, people that have been introduced to Jesus, discipled, trained up. They have callings on their own lives to minister in their own communities. Now Gospel for Asia is GFA World. And so it sounds like to me that many of these spiritual children that have been brought to faith and God's used GFA to bring them to faith are now going out into even more places. And tell us about the expansion of GFA World.
Yeah, it is an amazing thing. Jesus said to the disciples, you will become my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost part of the earth. And, having born and raised in India, of course, I was always concerned about over 1 billion people live in the country. But as we began to see God directing us from our beginning to other nations, now we are in some 16 nations. Now the latest country is Africa. Starting end of this month, we are starting the work there in Rwanda. And again, GFA, now is GFA World because, as Jesus said, our concern is not just where we are, but the nearby cultures and cross-culturally. And God so loved the world. And I think God in his mercy opened the eyes of our leaders worldwide to think that the countries of Asia, or 1040 window, or we call it, is not the only place God is concerned about, South America and North Korea and China and Mexico, Mexico City and, Haiti. So our hearts are now so much focused on taking the love of God in every way possible to any country, any people that need help. And even right now here in Wills Point, Jim, almost every weekend our staff goes to community to bring food and help and pray for them. And there is a community that is in desperate need, mostly all dear people from Mexico. They are very poor, and we have an outreach, caring for them. And hundreds and hundreds of families come through our campus community here and receive food with the help of the government. And now we are doing that with all our heart to focus in Africa, because our hearts are really, and for me, it's been an eye-opening thing to read and study. I've been to Africa a few times, but now to realize that, there are literally hundreds of thousands of orphans, no parents, many of them, with the war that took place, the civil war, children missing their arms and legs, and it's a horrible situation. And we are actually preparing to send some capable people for who are doing medical work and other means to Africa, hopefully toward the end of the year, to serve the people of Africa in many of these places. And so I'm so terribly excited that God has allowed our focus to become the whole world. And that is what I'm excited about, because, there's not much time left anyway before I think Jesus comes back. There's no question about that. But now we must do everything we can and live in the light of eternity, caring for the poor and needy, and to bring the love of Christ, because Jesus is the only hope for the whole world.
Our last interview, we talked a little bit about all the things that you do in ministry that are sustainable. The very first thing that you're doing is going into extreme poverty conditions. You talked about the Dalits in South Asia, who are a people based on the class system that are discriminated against and treated badly. And we talked about your critter campaign and providing animals, chickens, water buffaloes, and Jesus wells to bring pure water to those communities, and how that donation that people make and buying a Jesus well will be a sustainable thing that for years will take care of that community.
Yeah, you know, Jim, there's a village, a community in Nepal that I know personally, where the whole village after the earthquake that took place devastated, not a single hut or house standing there. And by God's mercy, our people we got some 400 congregations in Nepal, and the people there went to this village, caring for the people, digging wells for water and putting up houses and all these kind of things. And the result of all that is, you know, here's the thing. The way God respond to people is not just individuals, but community. In Gospel of John chapter 4, Jesus talked to the woman at the well who cries out, "I want this living water." But then through her life, the whole people of that town comes to experience the love of God. And this is our focus. We go to a community or a village and find out how desperate they are. And then we seek to do all these different things. Here is an old saying. Instead of giving fish to a hungry man and his family, teach them how to fish. And there is one family I know that they were below poverty level, starving. And we were able to give that family a water buffalo that became the means for them to get the milk and sell and make a living, and the children able to go to school. And another family, we got a whole bunch of goats. And finally, they had 72 goats out of a handful we gave. And now they are helping the families in the same village who are poor. And this, the story goes on and on. So we do that because how can you say to a hungry man, desperate, and children hungry and dying, saying, "God loves you, read this Bible verse and pray this prayer, you go to heaven." You know, Jesus fed the poor, hungry, and healed the sick. And when we do this, that is the means that we show the invisible God visible in their life. And this transformed the whole community. I can tell you that village I talked about from Nepal, you should go there now and see how amazing it is, the whole community built up. And they experience the love of Christ. There is no joy beyond that. And all the kids come together in a Bridge of Hope, in a gathering, you know, several hundred children, and they sing choruses, and they get their education. And this is beautiful. And this is what Jesus does in any community, whether in America or, but we are dealing with countries that are absolutely in great need. And that's where we are focusing our attention right now.
You're listening to ABQ Connect with our special guest, Dr. K.P. Yohannan. He's the founder and director of Gospel for Asia. We'll be back with more right after this.
Here's Rob West with a MoneyWise Minute.
Well, I missed it, but yesterday was World Poetry Day, so I'll seize the occasion one day late and read to you a 19th century poem about the grace of giving. It was written by a Presbyterian pastor, a Canadian named Robert Murray. This poem was also set to music as a hymn. Here it is. Lord, you love the cheerful giver, who with open heart and hand blesses freely as a river that refreshes all the land. Grant us then the grace of giving with a spirit large and true, that our life and all our living we may consecrate to you. Blessed by you with gifts and graces, may we heed your Spirit's call, gladly in all times and places give to you who gives us all.
It's pretty obvious that this world is filled with imperfect people, and that's on purpose.
God is into restoring human beings. You know, he could make perfect people and then populate heaven with perfect people, but he doesn't do that. He takes people who are dinged up, who've been beat up, bruised by time, damaged by sin, and he does a full resto job on them. Complete restoration.
Celebrate the joy and beauty of redemption with The Morning That Changed Everything with Skip Heitzig. This DVD collection of six hope-filled Easter weekend messages is our thanks to you when you give $35 or more today to help connect more people to God's Word and the redeeming love of Jesus Christ.
Restoration is based on redemption, and redemption is tied to resurrection.
To give, call 800-922-1888 or give online securely at connectwithskip.com/offer.
Humble talent. This is Roger Patterson with A Minute of Vision for Life. In separate conversations with his parents, I told them, it is such a delight to coach your son. Never have I seen such talent with such great humility. This young man was a standout athlete on our football team, and when he wasn't in the game, we struggled. When he was in the game, we excelled. What I appreciated the most about this young athlete was his reaction to adversity and his response when he was successful. When adversity came, he didn't back down from it. Instead, he shifted to another gear and pushed harder. Some kids can do that and not change the outcome at all. Few like this one can change the whole game. And when he did, he didn't dance or talk trash. He simply gave the ball to the ref and came to the sidelines. You know, he was admired by his coaches and teammates, but he didn't seek that glory at all. I'm reminded of Proverbs 25:27, which states, it's not good to eat much honey, nor is it glorious to seek one's own glory. Remember that today.
You've been listening to Dr. Roger Patterson with A Minute of Vision.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Dr. K.P. Yohanan is the founder of Gospel for Asia, now GFA World. He's the author of numerous books, including Revolution in World Missions. I mentioned that, Dr. Yohanan, because I wanted you to know that in my interviews with a lot of missionary organizations, I've had three people in the last month quote your book as being really an amazing encouragement to them in their work as well.
Yeah, you know, we'll send that book free, Jim, to anyone. All they need to do is go to gfa.org and ask for it without any obligation, pleading, give me money, this and that, they can get. And there's lots of materials, all free for download. My latest book, Never Give Up. Everybody cannot give money, but everybody can rejoice and pray and participate in the whole world, because God loves everybody. And, this Jesus well and Biosun filter, all this. I mean, I tell people, even if you cannot give one penny, but you can pray every single day. You can travel to some countries, just pray for these nations, all kind of things. And children are taught to think about the world. Let them memorize the countries of the world. Get the book Operation World and learn about other nations, because this world belongs to our God, and we must seek to bring reconciliation for people with the living God. And these are the means we do that. We happen to be one of the organizations, a bridge for people to get to these nations and touch the lives of people. And they can go to our website and get all this information without any obligation.
And tell us about your website. What can people find out there? You've already mentioned some resources they can obtain for free, but you have a ton of other information. You also have a school for missionaries in Texas.
Yeah, we do. I mean, it's a year-long school of discipleship where young people, after their high school, can come here or take a year of their life and it's a 100% success in the sense their lives are turned upside down. They learn to pray not by learning in a classroom. They learn to pray because our people meet in prayer continually. Sometimes then their office closed down only for prayer. And it's not a legalistic thing. But Jesus had his disciples to live with him and learn to become like him. And that's the model we follow. And so we say, parents, the best thing you can do in the whole world is send your children for a year of this special training here. And part of the time they go overseas for a few weeks to experience other countries also. And then go into our website, you know, gfa.org. They can get fresh information every day, how to pray for the people of the world and different needs and how they can engage doing something and teach their children. The hundreds of ways they can participate in helping in different countries. And then we have so many books and materials they can download free, or they can just ask for it. We'll send to them free books on almost every subject there is to, you know, think about living for the Lord. And I'm desperately concerned about the church at large, Jim, that we need to come back to the Lord and experience what I call sacramental life. Christianity is not a Sunday, go into church, hear somebody preach. No, Christianity is around the living Christ. And how do we live that out every hour of the day? Because, you know, I mean, I was 18 one time, now I'm 70. And how many more years I have? You know, just to realize that, you know, death is not an event. It is a process, and we are looking toward a few more years, no matter who they are, where they come from, how rich they are. The only thing matters is live in the light of eternity. For this, the Lord made us. Mm-hmm. And our website is one of those things where people find it is not saying, oh, we are great need, please send your money. No, my conviction is this. St. Paul said they gave themselves to the Lord first and then to us, his servants. My greatest longing is that people get to know the Lord so intimately as 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 4 says, we are called to partake of his divine nature. So we seek to be Christ in our generation, in our character, in our attitude, in our response, sacrifice, not because of great need out there, no, because the Lord Jesus is now living in us and through us. And this is how we can respond to the whole world with love, not out of force or guilt or any other reason.
Dr. Yohanan, would you take us through a scenario for a family anywhere in a third world country, and tell us how hard it is for families to find clean water, and then tell us about Jesus wells and how that can solve the problem.
Well, I can tell you about a family in the suburb of Dhaka, Bangladesh. When I was there, you know, our people specifically told me about this one family, and I was so overjoyed to meet them. The man and his wife and five children, and the first sight of this family living in a shack, and I wondered, this one tiny room, maybe 10 by 10, it's not a concrete floor, nothing but dirt floor, and plastic over the, you know, bunch of sticks sticking out there, the slum area, and I wondered how they survive. And this is when the story unfolds, as it was told to me, the life of thousands of families like that. And the man goes out in the morning trying to find a job, standing on the street side, somebody to hire him to do a menial job, whatever else. And the wife goes to the houses that are for more richer to clean the house and wash dishes and all that. And the kids stay in the slum and community, and, you know, things like that. And when I was there, it was the first time they were now understanding how to take the children to put in a school for them to learn, and how to help them with providing some means like you know, teaching that woman to, you know, become a seamstress and get them a sewing machine and all that. But then the real issue was, I never forget, the whole community didn't have any running water. They were all going around taking water from polluted sources. And thank God, now I can say, like many other communities, they got a well dug, Jesus well, we call it. And, you know, it's not just for one family, by the way. Normally what we do, we go to the community when there's no water. We ask the local government or somebody who has little. We only need is, you know, 5 by 5 or 10 by 10 feet space. And then the machines comes and it goes 3,000, 5,000 meters down maybe to get clean water. And the entire community can come. And you would believe the photographs you can see on the website, people standing in line with women with buckets and pots to carry water, clean, pure water. Now they are able to get it. And, you know, that community is completely transformed by the grace of God, not only just the water, but many other means that we are helping. And then we have also what you call a Canadian couple scientists invented this water biosand filter. It costs about $30 to make one of that, which they can pour the dirtiest water into that, and it comes out 99.99% clean water, and we produce tens of thousands of their units and distribute it. And Jesus Well, that for the whole community, it's about $1,400, and we have done, I don't know how many thousands of them, and we continue to do that in all these communities. Now, we are basically, we now say GFA World is seeking to serve a community that is in great need physically and spiritually, and you know, medical help and all kind of things. And this is the way God works, and that's the reason we have the church in Corinth, in Colossae, in Ephesus, and Rome, and all that. And this is historically, our goal is not just to deal the physical need, but physical need we must meet, like drinking water. And when somebody give resources, they can be sure that, you know, they're touching the lives of thousands of people. And then, you know, they can learn how to pray effectively, specifically for communities and countries and all that, and people groups, by going to a website and learn all that also. But right now, one of the great joy I have is, Jim, every year our people help no less than 200,000 families, bringing them some means to get out of poverty in all these countries. And the exciting thing now is that as God is opening the door for us to start the work in African countries, I'm so grateful. And I can't wait until the coronavirus season is a little over that I can go there with some of our people to see do more we can in the days to come. But this drinking water situation, Jesus Well and biosand filter is without any doubt one of the most significant need right now for many communities.
We're visiting today with Dr. K.P. Yohannan. He's the founder and director of GFA World. He's the author of numerous books, including Revolution in World Missions and his new book, Never Give Up. We'll be back with Dr. Yohannan right after these messages. Had to take one break there. I hope you didn't mind.
No problem. Jim, thank you.
All right. Let's come back, and I'm going to read to you a quote that you gave me the last time, and I think you'll like it, because I want to play off of that. We really need people to be praying and learn how to pray. So here
wonderful,
we go.
Wonderful.
We are back with Dr. K.P. Yohannan. He is the founder and director of GFA World. He is also the Metropolitan Bishop of the Believer's Church in Asia. Dr. Yohannan, you told me something the last time we spoke, which was right before Christmas. You have the Christmas Critter Campaign, which we've been honored to be part of. We've talked a little bit about Jesus Wells today. We've talked about water buffaloes. We've talked about other farm animals. But one of the things that I was really, really impressed with the last time we spoke, and you just mentioned it in our prior segment, is that people can go to your website and they can learn how to pray for these communities. Here's a quote that you gave me. You said, as Christians, we need to pray, break our hearts, God, with the pain and suffering that you feel for the world. For we are the answer, really. That is what Jesus told us. Jesus told us, you feed the poor. That is a profound thing. What it tells me is that God has given us the resources to take care of everybody, and we just need to be good stewards and get it done.
Yeah, you know, Jim, generally the problem, all of us, and I'm also in the same situation, that is, you know, God is so longing for his people to be his, so he can do what he wants through them. And much of Christian work and church and at large, I'm sad to say this is a reality all over the world, I think, we become more focused on our strength, our ability, our money, and the need around us. But, you know, the life of Jesus on earth, in the most terrible, desperate situation, they ask him, Jesus, please do something about this. Lazarus is sick. And he loved him dearly. We know that from the scripture. But Jesus said, I cannot go now. My time has not come. And Jesus lived and talked everything in total dependence on the Father. And, you know, sometimes I feel sad about organization, even what we do sometimes, tell people to give money. The need is so great. And, you know, this is, I live with that pain and conflict. But, you know, when I read people writing, it's an emergency, desperate, please send your money right now. And you are blessed so much, and, you know, kind of making everybody feel guilty. And sow your seed money, you can get more money. And then exceptions made into massive stories. You know, and people, whether pastors or TV evangelists or whatever, you know, they are the people who live with millions of dollars and luxury and all these different things. And the end justifies the means. This is all part of the crisis. And it is because a preacher, a pastor will spend 30 hours studying the Bible and hardly spend 30 minutes on his knees saying, God, this is your people. What do you want me to tell them? And this is where a family goes out and do all the shopping in the world, you know, toys after toys for the children and everything else in the world, not thinking that half of the world go to bed with empty stomach and naked bodies. And over 100,000 children wandering on the streets of some of the mega cities in Asian nations. And we just can't see the pain of God and things of God because we are so self-centered. And we give little money here and there thinking that that is spirituality. Whereas in the New Testament, there's never talk about giving tithes. It is all our life belong to him. And you know, Jesus said, if you have enough food to eat and clothes to wear, that is more than sufficient. So you see, this whole Christianity we talk about, we lost the life of God because we don't kneel before him for him to speak to us. And that's what God said, you know, I did not tell these people, I didn't tell them to go and say any of these things. I didn't tell them to do any of those things, but they are false prophets. And so we have a situation where the world is in 2.7 billion people in the world that wait to hear the name of Jesus, and we are agonizing and fighting over what kind of carpet we need to put in our church or chandelier, or, you know, how big a house we need to get, you know, how our life can become easier and nicer. I'm simply saying this, that what I said, Jim, in our conversation before, only God can break my heart and give me his heart. Then what I do is out of tremendous joy, saying that, what a privilege I have to be Christ through this earth and vessel right now. And this is where I think we are missing at large. And if I had a choice, Jim, I wouldn't ask anyone for one penny to do anything, because I think the greatest need is for people to get to know the Lord so that he can do Even if they give only $10, he can do million things with it instead of doing it with $1 million. So this is my cry, that is, may God draw us close to him and use us to change the world. You know, you can be in a tiny room that nobody knows about, but you can change the world if we know God. And that is very important. And, you know, and that will result in giving us the energy and joy to give, and even the pain and sacrifice become the means of joy, because of what we do is not for somebody else. We do it because of the Lord.
Mm. Amen to that. You're listening to ABQ Connect with our special guest, Dr. K.P. Yohannan. He's the founder and director of Gospel for Asia. We'll be back with more right after this.
Whether dining inside or eating on the patio of our favorite local restaurants, let's get out and support them, including Casa Taco, uniquely prepared craft tacos made fresh to order, Nacho Mama's Tacos, Grass Burger, using 100% grass-fed beef, darn healthy, eatgrassburger.com, Village Pizza, two locations, great homemade pizza, the best ingredients. Ordering, delivery, takeout, or pickup are still available. They need us, and truth be told, we need them. Bon appetit.
It's morning in Canton, Ohio. Joe McDermott is thirsty. He gets up from his easy chair and walks 20 feet to the kitchen. He turns on the faucet and fills up his glass. 8,000 miles away, Mahika walks barefoot for 3 miles to fill her clay jug with water. Problem is, this water is contaminated. The people of Mahika's village suffer from disease. Some die, but this is their only source of water. Joe, if you're listening, for just $30, Gospel for Asia can provide a biosand water filter for Mahika and her family. This device makes water 98% pure. Or you can donate a Jesus well for her village, bringing clean water to 300 people. Joe, we hope you're listening, because people like Mahika are counting on you. Give the gift of life, the gift of water, and point the way to the living water through Gospel for Asia. Thanks, Joe. Call 855-572-4628 or go to knkt.com and click the Gospel for Asia banner.
Here's Mike Fabares, Bible teacher on Focal Point.
You know, when God called Moses to lead Israel's exodus from Egypt, his response was less than enthusiastic. If you'll remember, Moses attempted to resist God's call by reminding God of all the resources he didn't possess. I don't have the reputation. I don't have the credibility. I can't speak eloquently enough. But God wanted Moses to take inventory with a different perspective. It wasn't about what Moses didn't have. It was about God's ability to use what Moses did have. And when we step up to the task, even a simple shepherd's stick becomes the staff of God. So stop trying to remind God of what you don't have. Trust him today to take what you do have to fulfill his calling on your life.
Right thinking leads to right living. Want more? Power up with Pastor Mike Fabares on Focal Point, a half hour of hard-hitting Bible teaching here on your station. Or check it out online at focalpointradio.org.
Since the Bible is the Word of God, since it does reveal the character of God, since it alone describes salvation and eternal life, since all these things are true of God's Word, how important is it to know what every word of Scripture means? Hi, friends. John MacArthur here. There's only one way to tap into the power of Scripture, and that's by immersing yourself in it regularly. Every day on Grace to You, we unpack the Bible verse by verse, precept upon precept, and there's no better way to spend 30 minutes of your day. So join us here on this station for Grace to You.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on KNKT. On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We're on the phone today with Dr. K.P. Yohannan, the founder and director of GFA World. He's also written a number of books, already told us that GFA.org has many, many resources, including his Revolution and World Missions book. We did promote the Never Give Up book because so many people, especially our listeners here in the United States, were, you know, just very oppressed by the COVID-19 pandemic. And I wanted to ask you, Dr. Yohannan, how is COVID still affecting the world? Are things improving as they are in the United States?
Well, you know, amazing enough, I mean, I've been saying it as last time I think we talked, the COVID problem in many of the countries we are serving, like India or Nepal and all that, it is actually only 5% of the problem. 95% is the starvation. Because, I mean, think about it. It's not one or two people. Multiplied millions live by earning $2 for the whole day's daily wages. And now the coronavirus situation caused everything to be locked down. And children and adults, everybody, nobody can move. And so what happens is that this results in they don't have money saved up for tomorrow and things like that. It's a, you know, it's a daily wages they have, and now that is gone. So the problem we've been dealing with, I mean, we have over 1,000 congregations that have been involved in cooking meals and providing to the poor and needy people in these countries. And this has been one of the greatest challenge this year we faced. Yes, you know, the COVID has caused havoc, but the greatest havoc or problem is the economic crisis. People have no job, no money, and they're starving. And I thank God for the government officials in these countries and the police and others gave us tremendous cooperation to distribute food and other items in the communities that in great need. And that's you know, this year being one of the biggest challenging year, yet one of the joyful year that we can serve the poor. And so the answer to your question, COVID, yes, it has caused unbelievable amount of suffering, and we still work hard to bring food and other basic needs to the people in many, many communities.
Our listeners can go to gfa.org to make a donation, or you can come to this radio station, KNKT, and go to knkt.com and access the GFA banner. And we're right now emphasizing Jesus Wells and the importance of bringing fresh, clean water. Dr. Yohanan, you already told us that in some ways Americans have taken water for granted, but in Texas, all of a sudden, you can't turn on the tap and water come out because the electricity's off. So in one way, and I don't want to lessen how it's an emergency for a lot of people, especially elderly who can't get out, but it does make us appreciate what we have a little bit more.
Oh, yeah, my goodness, you are saying the same thoughts I had last few days. You know, we realize all of a sudden how fragile we are and how much we take things for granted. You know, people don't realize America is the richest, most affluent, advanced nation in the world, maybe in the history of the world, yet we take so much for granted, not realizing that, my goodness, the suffering in the world today in Africa or many Asian nations and communities is, we cannot even describe it. And so things like this will help us to realize, you know, like when somebody gets sick, they realize the value of health. And God has blessed us in his mercy, our people here, beyond words can describe, and we should be thankful and grateful to God and do what we can to help the needy and the poor, both here and there, everywhere.
Dr. Yohanan, how did you come to know about Jesus growing up in Kerala?
Yeah, you know, I tell people, you know, when I was studying in the seminary in Dallas, Jim, in 1974, 75 and all, I was so surprised that in the church history book, my village name was mentioned, N-I-R-A-N-A-M, Niranam. And that happened to be one of the places St. Thomas came in AD 52 to preach the gospel. He planted seven churches in that part of the country, and one happened to be in my village. So several generations ago, I imagine my people believed in the Lord, and I was born in a Christian home with an Orthodox background. And when I was 8 years old, I remember my mother explained to me that Jesus died for me on the cross. He was buried and rose again. And we as a family, everybody believed in Jesus. But, you know, she explained, you have to make your decision to give your heart to the Lord. And it was in a church meeting that I understood it for the first time. Jesus died for me. And I remember praying, Jesus, I give my heart to you. it was amazing thing that I didn't know, you know, I mean, I didn't have any sin to confess as such. I didn't know much of that thing. But I grew up during my school days. I knew something different about my feelings, my heart. That is, I want to live for Jesus and I want to serve the Holy Church and the kingdom. And so my mother, we are six boys in the family, Jim, and I'm the youngest in my family. And my mother, she was incredibly devout in following the Lord. And she would pray 3-4 hours every single day, early morning hours. And, you know, she passed away at the age of 84. And she prayed every Friday, fasting and praying for 3.5 years without telling anyone that one of her sons will go to serve the Lord full time. And she never said this to anyone. And when I finished my high school and told my parents I like to go with a youth group to North India to serve the poor and the needy and live for Christ and serve him. And my mother was the first one who said, "You must go." And I had no clue she was praying like that. But it was 2 years later when I came home from North India, my mother told me the story that the Lord's call in my life had to do partially with her crying to God for 3.5 years every Friday fasting that one of her sons will serve God. And she said she didn't expect me to be the one to do it, but I was the least and the last. I have brothers who are 100 times more smarter and brilliant, but I'm the one the Lord called to serve him. And this whole thing goes back to that history of, you know, like Timothy, Paul says, the faith that was in your mother and in your grandmother, and I thank God for my, you know, mother. And, you know, my father also was, a Christian, but not as radical and devout as my mother was, for sure. Yeah.
I know that you have some of your children working with you in ministry, too. We've talked to Danny Johannan here on this program. And do you have
Danny was, I think, 10 years. He went to seminary in India, then he went to Nepal and spent several years there. Now he's here with his wife and, children. Then my daughter is now, I mean, she's been in India for, I don't know, 20 years or something like that, married to a medical doctor who is serving the Lord among the poor, and they have 4 children. And I'm, you know, somebody asked me about all the hundreds of things I have done in my life and said, what is the greatest accomplishment of your life? And I said, I don't know about anything else. One thing I know, I have 2 children, and they both know the Lord, which God answered our prayers, and they're married to people who really are devout to the Lord, and they serve him. I said, that's the only thing I can tell you, that anything I accomplished, that is the only thing I can think about. Everything else anybody can do by God's mercy and grace. So I'm happy that they follow the Lord and serve him. And, you know, my son talks about, you know, taking his family, going to some Asian countries and spending, you know, their life in one of the great needy countries rather than being in the United States. But right now he's here to be a help, to communicate the burden for the lost world with the people of God in these Western countries.
Mm. You're listening to ABQ Connect with our special guest, Dr. K.P. Johannan. He's the founder and director of Gospel for Asia. We'll be back with more right after this.
When Israel was in its glory days, they had great privilege, but they did not learn. Skip Hijack hits us with a quick hotspot.
They go from a place of quality, and it ends at a place of captivity. So from excellence to exile, from quality to captivity.
And here's the lesson.
But we too can go from quality to captivity, from excellence in Christ to exile. We can be trapped, we can become in bondage to a number of things. And that is not what God wants for your life.
Want more from Skip? Visit connectwithskip.com.
I believe God wants you to live a quality life. Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly.
Enjoy Skip's teachings from the comfort of your home. Add the Skip Heitzig channel to your Roku device.
I think the Lord wants you to have joy. He wants you to have a quality of life experience that other people don't have, that make unbelievers want what you have by their observation of your life.
Have you always wanted to finish your degree, but you could never afford it or find the time? Well, here's some great news. Calvary Chapel University is offering students and ministry leaders a $12,000 scholarship. With this unique scholarship, you have a realistic way to graduate debt-free. Calvary Chapel University is the most affordable, fully accredited Christian online university in the United States, and it's 100% online, so you can study wherever and whenever you want. Calvary Chapel University offers bachelor's and master's degrees in biblical counseling, Christian education, and several other fields. And with solid teachers like Skip Heitzig and David Guzik involved, you can be sure you're getting a quality education. This scholarship is available for a limited time, so apply now. Find out more at calvarychapeluniversity.com. That's calvarychapeluniversity.com. Apply today.
Knowing God from Harvest America with Pastor and Evangelist Greg Laurie.
Do you know that you'll go to heaven when you die? Do you know that? I know I'll go to heaven when I die. You say, well, that's kind of bragging, isn't it? Well, maybe if I'm bragging on Jesus, it's not anything I did. It's based on what he did for me. I'm just a sinner. And I said, Lord, forgive me. And he did. We all sin. All of us. But we have this promise. 1 John 1. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we will confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And he'll do that for you. So you can know with certainty that you will go to heaven when you die. So you can be ready for the return of the Lord. And so you can enter into this relationship with a God in heaven who loves you. The God in heaven who has a plan for you. He'll give you the meaning of life on earth, and he'll give you the hope of life beyond the grave. Doesn't that pretty much cover it? Jesus said, I've come that you might have life, and that more abundantly. And then he said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever lives and believes in me shall never die. You don't have to be afraid of death itself, because Christ defeated death at the cross. Death died when Christ rose.
You were created to know God. Find out how to begin a relationship with him by going to knowgod.org. Already know God? Invite a friend or family member to learn more about what it means to follow Jesus Christ. Answers to questions about the Christian faith, instructions for growing in your relationship with the Lord, and video messages from Pastor Greg Laurie can all be found at knowgod.org.
Since the Bible is the Word of God, since it does reveal the character of God, since it alone describes salvation and eternal life, since all these things are true of God's Word, how important is it to know what every word of Scripture means? Hi friends, John MacArthur here. There's only one way to tap into the power of Scripture, and that's by immersing yourself in it regularly. Every day on Grace to You, we unpack the Bible verse by verse, precept upon precept. And there's no better way to spend 30 minutes of your day. So join us here on this station for Grace to You.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on KNKT. You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome into ABQ Connect. We're visiting today with Dr. K.P. Yohannan. He is the founder and director of Gospel for Asia and the author of numerous books, including Revolution in World Missions. Dr. Yohannan is also the Metropolitan Bishop of the Believer's Church, an indigenous church in South Asia. Dr. Yohannan, you know the nature of radio. You've already told us many times in this interview today how we can help Gospel for Asia, now GFA World. And I'd like you to tell us one more time, how can our listeners help to share Christ throughout the world with GFA?
I would say, as we always say, please take a few minutes every day to pray for us and pray for the countries and things we do and other organizations also. And I personally recommend people take one day of the week for fasting and prayer, either one meal fasting or two meals or whatever, and ask the Lord to give them a specific burden for some people group, some country, here, there, anywhere, and they can write down these list of people names and they can pray. And the second thing I would say, we can do so much more if only we had the resources to do it. Instead of, printing, 10,000 Bibles, I wish we could do 1,000,000. But always, George Werwer said not too long ago when I was in England, still the greatest obstacle and barrier for us reaching the world with the love of Christ is having not enough resources to do it. And so I would say if the Lord burdens people's heart, not out of guilt or compulsion or anything like that, they'll pray and ask the Lord, and the Lord give them the grace. Please help us to help a child, that we can, care for it, 35, 38 some dollars a month, providing their needs and all that. And basically, it's a community that we are focusing to develop, and a missionary that serve in any of these countries. Now we are moving into Africa. It takes, so little money, four or five families together giving $30 a month. We can support a whole family to serve the Lord on the field, and like Jesus well, and providing a sewing machine or, a cow or goats and buffaloes and all these different things for the poor. So there are so many things. But in the end, I would say, if they would look at the information, gfa.org, and pray, the Lord will give them the grace to do that. And I, Jim, you won't believe this, but it's true. We have sent money back to people here in the United States and Canada and all that. People that sent their $50 telling they are living on the streets, they're poor, they are in prison. And, we don't send their money back saying, we don't want your money. No, we will, not million times we did, we several times we did it, send the money anonymously to the people. They don't know where it's coming from, obviously. But we acknowledge their receipt. And thank them and all that. The reason I'm saying that, there are people who are suffering and struggling, not enough money and food for their families. We don't ask them to give us some money. The more important thing is they pray more than feeling guilty that they cannot give. But then we have to be careful that we don't go after the things of the world that we are never satisfied with. I said, if you got four people in the family, why do you need to have two dining tables? Why do you need 10 sets of silverware or cups and plates and all that? Why do you need 10 bedrooms if you got only, the four people in the house? So we have to be concerned. You don't need a Mercedes-Benz to get you from one place to another place. I'm not against people having Mercedes-Benz or Rolls-Royce or anything like that. But I'm simply saying we need to live knowing there's a world that need to know the Lord, and we should do what we can as God directs us. So, my encouragement to my brothers and sisters is, just be more like Christ, and let's do what or we can as He gives us the grace to do it.
Yes, and I want to emphasize to everybody, too, you can go to gfa.org. You can also access their website through knkt.com and click on the Jesus Well banner that we'll have up on our site all the way through the end of March, as this is our world mission partner for the month of March. And we've been partnering with you, KP, for many, many years. The blessings that come back to us from listeners who have gotten involved with your ministry and given has been amazing. We get great reports about all the things going on. Sometimes the reports are sad as you're tackling a new endeavor, as you are now in Africa, and the need is overwhelming. So we hope our listeners are listening and God is speaking to their hearts to help.
Amen. And we are one body. like, you know, five children in one family, they're all different. You know, the body of Christ, we may be called by all kinds of different denominations, names and all that, but we are one in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and His love. And together we can see this generation turn around, both America and Canada and Europe and the whole world. God is the honor, and we can trust Him to do that. Now, C.S. Lewis said, we are the enemy's territory, but we are the agents of bringing transformation to the whole world.
Dr. Yohanan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Jim. Blessings on you. Thank you.
ABQ Connect is presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. For service, call 504-444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling. Locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.